Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is a story. My mom, the circus, and our family adventures. The other day in class, Lorena gave a beautiful and very interesting oral presentation on the circus. She spoke about why she loved it so much and about the kinds of circuses there are today, being her favorite those linked to acrobatics and people using the smallest mask ever, which is the clown's nose. Such a small thing, transforming so radically who the wearer is, right? Anyway, this took me to my teenage in the second half of the 1970s, a long time ago, about hundreds of worlds back, I'd say. The speed of light is nothing compared to human imagination in action. And it took me back to my family life, to my mother, a most extraordinary woman who led a most extraordinary life. So here's a little story about a period of our lives. That when the prize circus, the Circo Price, came to town. After my mother had married and separated twice, she decided marriage was not a good thing for her. My father had made her sexual life hell because he was so ignorant and self-centered, and my brother's father had stolen from her to give presents to his various lovers and also her money. He also stole money from her. However, my mother's belief in how joyful life was could not be curtailed. She believed that friendship with people, whether men or women, and sexual intercourse could be amazing sources of pleasure and joy, of growth too. So she decided to have friends and also lovers, or candidatos, Romeos. Whenever a Romeo appeared in our lives, she would take her time to decide. She would give the man different kinds of tests first, like organizing poker games to see if he was a sore loser or not, or like going places with us, her kids. My brother, a child fixated with putting ants into concentration camps like Nazis had done with people in the Second World War, and me, a teenager, lost in outer space and with a very strong character and a great deal of rational and empathetic argumentations against injustice and abuse. On one occasion, the prize circus arrived in town. My mother somehow met the leader of a Bulgarian troupe of acrobats, and my family and the whole of the troupe started spending a great deal of time together. We would often go to their rehearsals in the ring under the circus canopy tent. It was fascinating, watching them at the trapeze, or doing group acrobatics, or keeping balance on the wire. After rehearsals, we would go to their caravans or trailers for a drink or something to eat, and at times we would share a game of poker. I remember playing one with the monkey trainer, Buffalo Bill, and some of the acrobats, plus my mother, of course. It was great fun. When our Bulgarian friends left, they gave us their amazing show blouses with puff sleeves and full of sequins. And that was the end of our circus family adventure. In this picture, you can see my mother with a wacky sleeveless t-shirt, a leotard underneath, and the wrong kind of pantyhose, learning to keep her balance, or learning jumps, or simply having fun with some of the members of the troupe. So that's all. I'm posting some videos for students to fish vocabulary to explain all these kinds of things in class. So here are the links. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.